Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Bob, last night, went for a walk on the riverfront with my friend Emily. We went along the Remark riverfront because she hadn't really been down to see it since it's been done up. And we were sitting overlooking the river and there was a guy there. Nice enough guy. He was taking some photos on his phone, commenting on how beautiful the river was.
Commenting to you.
Commenting to us, yeah. Because there's only like the three of us on the little pier thing that...
Not just talking to himself.
No, no. He was a lovely guy. But right when he'd finished taking photos, and you know how you're with a friend and you just want to chat and there's someone just like awkwardly there and you're like, please just move on so we can, you know, talk. Right when we thought he was about to leave, he turned around and handed us both a card each. And on the card was a Bible verse.
A famous one?
Well, I've got it here. Hang on.
Yeah, what's the verse?
I'm not up with the Bible verses. This is just says, oh, it says, have faith in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved.
Okay, so not like a quote, but like a central message.
Yeah. Yes. So he handed me this. It's on a nice little card with a little photo on it as well.
Oh, yeah, glossy.
Very glossy. And look, he was a lovely guy, but I just wasn't really buying what he was selling, you know?
Well, you were just trying to make small talk with your friend and...
Yeah, and then he was handing us... And also, I like a whole nother story, but I'm not really sure why he was drawn to me to give me this card. But look, nice enough guy, but it's just that awkward thing. And it happens to me a lot, especially when I'm walking Eddie, where people just want to chat. And you just don't really want to be there. Surely you, Bob, have been through this.
Maybe like 5 years ago. I don't think I've ever actually told anyone about this.
Oh, gosh.
It's not my proudest moment. I guess I was just very, very lonely because I would have spoken to someone selling stuff on the street, like selling subscriptions, for about 5 to 10 minutes.
So you held them up?
He was making a sale. He was doing it. And I was just so desperate for some conversation. And I think it only got up to the point of him saying, like, all right, well, you know, what's your job? How are you going to pay for this sort of monthly animal charity sort of thing? And I'm like, oh, I don't really have a job. And sort of, I really had wasted his time by that point.
I'm just here to make friends.
I was just so alone.
Look, I say that that's karma on them because I'm sure that person has held up many a person before who does not want to be spoken to.
James from Renmark has called in. James, who did you get stuck talking to?
A bloody energy guy at my front door trying to sell me, like, you know, the energy stuff.
Was it a good deal?
I don't know. I don't really care. I just want... I've got the one. I don't really need to change.
I think we've all been stuck there, and really it was a rookie mistake to even answer the door. I usually do the dive behind the couch.
I should have. He wouldn't take no for an answer either, which was really annoying. Like, once you say no, just be like, okay, and leave. But he just kept talking and wanted to have a chat about the day and everything else and then kept coming back to the deal. I was like, mate, I don't care, hey.
I was actually thinking about a similar experience not too long ago. It would have been years and years ago, but I had someone come to my door offering a free... it was like a power saver thing for your television, so it would switch off, but if it detected a sensor from the remote, it would switch it back on instead of having it on standby. And I realized, having used it, it was definitely a microphone or a camera or something. It was definitely surveilling me, right?
I don't know, mate, but it feels like I just got stuck talking to him just then, listening to you, if I'm honest.
Ouch.
Ouch.
Went for a while, hey.
Oh, well, tell us, what was your out in the end? So the Riverland knows for future reference. How did you get out of the conversation?
I just told him I had to go to the toilet.
Love it. Perfect. Thank you so much.